WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Bros is a new big studio rom-com that features a gay couple. Billy Eichner, who co-wrote the script with director Nick Stoller, stars alongside Luke McFarlane. They lead an entirely LGBTQ principal cast. Stoller's other directing credits include Forgetting Sarah Marshall, Neighbors, and The Five-Year Engagement. Bros opens in theaters this week. Our film critic Justin Chang has this review.
There's a sharp running commentary in Bros that pokes fun at how long it's taken Hollywood to cast gay actors as gay characters in non-tragic gay stories. The script, co-written by Billy Eichner and the director Nicholas Stoller, takes swipes at Oscar-winning prestige dramas like Brokeback Mountain and Milk for casting straight male actors as gay men. But it also mocks more recent trends, like the mass production of LGBTQ-themed entertainment by TV and movie studios, once they realized there was a huge audience for it. Bros knows that queer representation has always been a tricky minefield, and that as a rare gay-themed romantic comedy to be released by a major studio, it has a fair amount to prove. It was a clever move, then, to center the movie on an outspoken, pop culture-savvy New Yorker named Bobby, who spends a lot of time thinking about and advocating for queer visibility. Bobby, played by Eichner, has just been appointed to the board of the country's first LGBTQ+ museum, and he's passionate about teaching people queer history that goes beyond AIDS and the Stonewall riots. In this scene, he argues with the other board members about what to put in the final wing of the museum, which has yet to open to the public.
We cannot afford to push our opening again. People will think we're in trouble. Maybe this whole place could fall apart. We need new ideas for what goes in the final wing, and we need them now. Cherry, go.
You know the blue whale hanging in the Museum of Natural History?
Yes.
What about that? But instead of the blue whale, it's a lesbian.
Oh, no.
Okay. Well, yeah, we can't do that.
What if the final exhibit was a recreation of a queer wedding?
I like that.
Okay, that I don't have.
Tamara, that is so sweet. I love that.
And people can come and register for wedding gifts here.
You're going to write that.
Oh, my God. And no! That is old-fashioned heteronormative nonsense. We need to get people to rethink history through a queer prism, not comfort them with another gay wedding, all right? It's a museum. It's not Schitt's Creek.
Ooh, I like but Schitt's Creek.
I love Schitt's Creek.
That show has layers.
Right, everyone loves Schitt's Creek. Great. Okay.
That's who you remind me of, Eugene Levy.
Bobby's workplace banter is pretty funny. Still, while the supporting cast is both racially and sexually diverse, the characters are sometimes reduced to easy punchlines in a movie that focuses on two gay white cis men. The romance begins one night when Bobby goes to a club and meets Aaron, played by Luke McFarlane. Their first encounter on a neon-lit dance floor doesn't seem too promising. Bobby thinks Aaron, with his easy-on-the-eyes smile and gym-toned physique, is out of his league. Another friend describes Aaron beforehand as very hot and very boring. And sure enough, Aaron, who likes Garth Brooks and the movie The Hangover, turns out not to be quite on Bobby's cultural wavelength. But there's a flicker of mutual attraction, or at least curiosity there, all the same. And as they begin hanging out, Bros becomes a smart, nuanced comedy about how opposites can not only attract, but also learn something from each other. Bobby may initially dismiss Aaron's intelligence due to his jockish build and mainstream tastes, but Aaron turns out to be a lot sharper and more emotionally perceptive than he gets credit for. For his part, Aaron is dissatisfied with his dull job as an estate lawyer, and he admires the creativity and purpose that Bobby brings to his queer advocacy. It makes Aaron feel sheepish about his own out, but not always proud, approach to life, including his reluctance to talk about his love life with his family. This might sound like serious territory for a movie that mines a lot of laughs from the indignities of Bobby's sex life, including a couple of failed Grindr hookups and a few attempts at group sex with Aaron and his friends. There are also a lot of cheeky cameos by LGBTQ fan favorites, including theater legends like Harvey Fierstein and Kristen Chenoweth, plus an extended gag featuring Deborah Messing from Will and Grace. But as amusing as those scenes are, it's the movie's thoughtfulness about queer identity and activism that stays with you. Well, that and the terrific chemistry between the two leads. As Bobby, Eichner taps into the comic belligerence of Craig Middlebrook, his character from Parks and Recreation, and also gets to show off the singing chops he used as Timon the Meerkat in The Lion King. His intensity finds just the right cushion in McFarlane's easygoing vibes. It's easy enough to root for these two characters to wind up together, as you would in any good romantic comedy. But it poses an interesting challenge for Bros. Bobby rejects the notion that straight and queer relationships are interchangeable. He can't stand the expression love is love is love. And he doesn't see why he and Aaron should have to conform to heteronormative ideals like monogamy or marriage. That puts the movie in a bit of a bind. Is it pandering to straight sensibilities if it grants Bobby and Aaron their happily ever after? I don't think it is. I also don't think it spoils anything to note that Bros means to send you out of the theater in a good mood. And it does.
Justin Chang is the film critic for the LA Times. He reviewed the new movie, Bros.